This call is being recorded.
Greetings to you.
Greetings.
One who serves here with you now to assist and to take you to the next step, the next steps, rather, that are coming. There are many things that are happening now, many things that are coming. You have spoken here earlier today. Again, as you know, we always eavesdrop in your conversation because it is important that not only that we know what you are speaking of, but many times we encourage certain things to come out in your discussions. Again, it is all part of the orchestration. And you were speaking of diet and these types of things and how important this is. And certainly this is very important. But we wish you to understand one thing. All of the consternation about what to eat and what not to eat and what to take into your body and what not to take into your body all becomes a moot point. As you move up into the higher vibrations, there will be no question of any of this. You will do exactly as you need to in the moment. Your body will speak to you. It is already speaking to you. But sometimes you listen, sometimes you do not listen. But we want you to understand that is not necessarily important at this time because it creates a dissonance within you. And this is not healthy. So we would say that is not to say to eat everything that is in front of you and to not think in terms of that it is not harmful or whatever. Some things certainly are. And you must use your discernment about these things. But understand that as you move up in the higher vibrations, all of this does no longer matter because you will be exactly where you need to be and eating exactly what you need to eat. In fact, most of you, many of you, will move into a position where you will not even want to eat anymore. Something that is only done for social purposes and this type of thing. Breaking bread and drinking wine and these things will become a social gathering, not so much a need. You will learn to not live to eat, as someone said earlier, but eat to live. And your eating to live will become more energetic. You will subsist more and more and more on pranic energy, as someone also spoke of earlier. So all of this is in the process now. We will not say it is in the future because it is the now, right at this moment. You are all moving in this direction, whether you know it now or not. That is not to say, though, that if you have a certain craving for something, whether it is meat or whatever it is, do not move away from that and feel guilty about it. Just let it be. And as you let it be, it will be exactly what you need in the moment. And you will learn to trust what your body is telling you more and more and more. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You have questions here now for one who serves and the Shira who is also standing by.
I have a question. This is Christine.
Yes.
Can the people channeling only channel through them what they believe, and can it not be channeled through channels? Anything that their belief system doesn't believe?
It is very likely that those that are channeling sources Many of them have their certain belief processes, yes, and somewhat that affects those things which come through. That is why you see many different channeling sources having many different understandings and ways that things are said. But if you look at all of them together, they all mostly say the same thing. It is just said in many different ways. That matches the resonance or the vibration within the channel that we are speaking through. So the belief system is there, certainly with James, has a belief system, and we work within that belief system, but we also work to alter it at times to bring about something that needs to come forward. Always, when the channeling is happening through a particular source, it is never going to be 100%, not in this respect. When it is trans-channeling more so, yes. But when it is conscious or semi-conscious channeling, there is somewhat of a discrepancy at times. Sometimes errors are made here. Different things are said that were not meant. So certainly that is the case. And certainly as we are speaking now, that is also the case. But that is where your discernment comes in always. Always listen to what is coming through and see if it feels right to you. If it feels right, then it is right. Ashira, anything to add here?
I will add this. That there are many, many channels around the world who channel all of those who speak with you and for you. Many times the channel may have had certain training, certain experiences that enable them to speak at a different level or a different meaning about something. And so we find that those who use the channels around the world will find a sense of ease whenever they choose the one that they wish to speak through. So if you are reading something that sounds very scientific, very doctoral in its approach, it may be with a channel who has that background or that training. When you have the channels that are speaking in more mundane ways, let us say, but still very colorful, with much color, then that is the way the channel has been prepared to be able to speak. So there's a variety of different ways. Yes, all the messages, when you compare them, will have a similar ring, but there are different messages that come through different channels with intention. Okay? Wonders.
Very good. Did this answer your question?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Very good. Are there other questions here?
I have a question.
Yes.
I have a little book called The Quiet Mind that was prepared maybe 4 or 5 decades ago by the White Brotherhood. There's a passage in that book that talks about discipline. It says basically, don't let your mind or your body do what it wants to do. You know, in other words, we have to use our discipline to move ourselves forward, or else we would just sleep in, we wouldn't do anything. In other words, it requires discipline to live a good life.
Yes.
Do you agree with that?
Absolutely.
Okay. So if you agree with that, then the way that we started the channeling session was about in the future we won't need to worry about food and you could live on chronic energy and all the things that are in the future. But we're not in that future, we're in the now. So in the now, discipline required to take care of our bodies.
Yes.
So we should, or it would be to our benefit, I don't want to use the word should, it would benefit then to eat properly, to exercise, to limit our intake or eliminate our intake of like gaming systems and shoot 'em up movies and all the things that we're talking about. Would it benefit us in our journey to ascension to work on eliminating those things?
Yes, it is all based on consciousness, though. And the consciousness that evolves as you are moving up in vibration begins to switch anyway. So all of these things that you are speaking about, whether it is entertainment or various foods, it will all become non-essential or nothing to be concerned about anymore. But it is mostly the concern or the guilt feelings and this type of thing that makes it even more detrimental to you in the current time here that you find yourself, where you are still somewhat in the matrix at times. And it is those times that continue to hold you back. So you must learn to let go, go with the flow here, as we always keep saying here, and let it be whatever it is going to be, and do not be concerned about whether you are doing this or doing that, because the concern and the guilt feelings that come from it are more harmful to you than simply not doing it.
Well, is that assuming that the motive to do things is guilt?
If it is that, yes.
What if the motive is to be a better person?
Then certainly your consciousness will tell you that within, and you will move in that direction. And all of you are already moving in that direction. Bashir, anything to add here to this?
Yes. We've been talking about what you should or should not eat for several years now. As the ascension process has taken place with this group, you have shared what you have been attracted to eating, what you have not been attracted to eating, and we always talk about forgiveness. Forgiveness of self. If you are at a stage where you think that the smoothies sound like a good idea and you are strongly drawn to those, do that. Want a hamburger somewhere in the middle of the week? Forgive yourself. Do that. Listen to your body and what it tells you, because that is the most important message that you can receive on a day-to-day basis. We know that as you rise in your frequency, as you move up the game, you will have fewer and fewer desires, deep desires to return to foods that may not sit with you in the future. But you may have times that now you want that glass of wine. Everything that you do with self-discipline just has you listening to yourself. And as you listen to yourself, follow those instructions. And if you get into a guilt stage, forgive yourself and move on, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
If it brings you joy and happiness, then what is wrong with that? There is much too much of sorrow and depression and all of this in the world for you to be still ensconced within that. So let all of that go. Be who you are. Do what you feel you want to do in the moment, as long as it is not hurting anyone else. That is the golden rule, remember. As long as it is joyful and uplifting for you in the moment, then there is nothing wrong with that. That includes things like eating pizza and hamburgers, as the Shira has said, or whatever it is, drinking wine. Imbibe, enjoy. See, life is meant to be enjoyed. Kind of flies against your earlier conversation, no?
Yeah.
But there are times when it is necessary to rock the boat a little bit here.
So what about the people that justify their behavior because they say, oh, it's going to bring me joy and happiness to do that, even though it's not good for me, I'm going to do it anyway, I'm just going to justify that. Is that appropriate?
It is appropriate for them in the moment.
Okay.
It is most likely not appropriate, though, for you to look at it in any kind of judgmental fashion.
Okay.
Just let it be. Let them be. Mm-hmm. They are who they are. You are who you are. And all together, you are one.
Okay.
And many, many, many people are much too serious about life.
Yes.
Much too serious. This is a time to live and laugh. Have a good time, my friends. Not only in these times on Sundays when you can laugh with one another, but every day. Find those things that bring you smiles. Find those things that bring you laughter. Find those things that will make your day a very good one.
Are there further questions now?
One was, I have been guided to do, when you get up from the bed, the daily, what we call affirmations.
Yes.
I didn't realize that talking to Charles, I realized this is what I'm supposed to do. What is the benefit of doing that? Is that setting up protection around me, or is it setting up filtering down the negative energies or negative thoughts reaching me? What is that we are achieving doing that?
First of all, there is no supposed to here. Take that out of your vocabulary. There is no supposed to, there are no shoulds. There is just what is in the moment. And if it feels right to be where you, do it. If affirmations each morning bring you to an early state of higher consciousness so that you can move about your day in a more light and liberating fashion for the entire day, if this catapults you like that, then do it. Affirmations are wonderful. Mantras are wonderful. See?
Yes.
Yoga, all of these things are wonderful. They are ancient. They have been around for a very long time. And when you do them with love in your heart as you do them. Just to do them as a rhetoric, is that the right word here? Is it right?
Yeah.
Rhetoric? To do them in that respect does not do you a lot of good. It helps a little bit, but it is the thought and the feeling behind it that is important here.
Yes.
Shira?
Yes, indeed. The emotion that you can get behind in your affirmations. You write them, you read them, you speak them aloud. Multifacets of your being that are participating with these. But if you are just reading them aloud, they are not serving you in the way that they should. You are reading them aloud and they bring passion into your heart. They bring you to a state of excitement about your life. Then they are doing you some good. Yes, one who serves.
Yes, any further questions now?
Yes, I have a question, and thank you for the previous questions and discussion because I really benefited from them. My particular question, maybe a little bit personal, but after my meditation this morning, a vision appeared that was a globe of light, a ball of light, and all over the surface, so to speak, of the ball of light were pyramids that were all lit up. They were like crowded all over the surface of this light. Do you have any feedback for me about what that was or might mean or why it appeared?
Yes, you are seeing through the veil. There are moments where the veil is dropping. There are moments where you are getting those glimpses through. This is what you are all going to be seeing and experiencing in the times to come. This is what we have been preparing you for, to be able to see through the veil. Yes, to see your loved ones come back to you, those that have passed on. They have not died. They are still there. We are all still here. But you are going to have more and more and more of these experiences. So that's why we keep saying, get ready, sit back, and enjoy the show. It's going to get amazing in many respects here. Ashir?
No, thank you.
Very good. Did this answer your question?
So it appeared because my third eye is opening up more?
That is correct, and also there of the energies that are coming into the planet. And certain of you are being able to take those energies in more than, say, others would. So as you take those energies in, they begin to work more directly on your DNA processes, your pineal gland, all of these things. Yes, your pineal gland is opening up.
Okay. Is there anything that perhaps I should have followed up further, or there, maybe the next time this appears, that I should, like, will that image to come into me, for example, or just look at it?
Allow it to be, whatever it is. Believe it. Know it. The more
okay.
you believe, the more you will see. This is how
okay.
it continues to work.
All right. Thank you so much. Appreciate you both, everyone. Thank you.
I have a question. I have a general question about the mass consciousness of our planet. From your vantage point, what does it look like? Are we approaching something like a tipping point? Is that how it works?
Yes. There are what we would call lights going everywhere, coming up here and there, embers first and sprouting into flames, you might say. And they are showing up more and more and more across the planet. This is how it is being monitored in many respects, how the galactics are monitoring the frequency alterations here on the planet. So they know when the moment comes that, as you say, the tipping point is reached. And that is very, very close in this time. Very close. You heard of the one who said the galactic central sun has sneezed.
Cobra.
This is very apropos here. It all fits. It all orchestrates together here. Ashira, anything to add here?
Well, we would say that you are not looking for the mass consciousness to necessarily look like you. Not necessarily something that's going to have everyone awake and everyone aware. However, the drive is for love. That love in every being around the planet is placed in opening hearts and opening and raising that vibration. Yes, one who serves.
Good. Any further questions here?
I have a couple questions, if I could, please.
Yes.
I was told that there was a lizard-like energy, maybe even a reptilian, that may have entered in one of our members in a spiritual group I was involved in. I wonder if that was possible, and if you can comment.
Whether it is possible or not, the answer is yes. Whether it happened or not, we cannot say exactly. But know that as groups come together at various times, many people come together from various backgrounds and all of this. Sometimes, as they come together, one will join and bring an energy in that is not quite appropriate for the particular group that he or she is joining. And that one can also be somewhat, what is the word here, not possessed, we will not say that, but can be somewhat influenced, yes, can be influenced. Can be overshadowed, we would say here. And in this case, this could have happened, yes, with this one. So there is some possibility of this.
Thank you.
To answer your question.
Yes, it does. Thank you. And I have one more question, if you have time.
Yes.
I have a life biofeedback machine, which is supposed to have life or rife-like energies in it. So you can heal remotely, whether it's, you know, people, animals, places. I'm wondering if that does really work, because I believe it does. And how it works is I really don't understand the whole concept, even though it seems like it does do it. Can you help with that?
Yes, so Sierra, do you want to address this one?
No, we will start. Yes, thank you. So this machine apparently has good working abilities we will share with you. And you do not necessarily need to know how to work it if you know how to work with the energies. And so go forth and work with people, animals, you said even places. Work with people and animals who are in need of healing and watch as they flow in front of you and come into a more wholeness. This will benefit you and will also benefit many in the world. So go forward and use this machine, ma'am. One who serves.
Yes, and we would ask you here, you all have computers, do you not? Various laptops and all of these various devices that you carry around, and you use them every day. Is that correct?
Yes.
Do you all know how they work?
No.
You have a clue, in many cases, how they work. You just know you turn a hit a button and it comes on.
Right.
Well, now imagine you have a replicator in front of you, and you push a button, and whatever you thought that you wanted appears from that replicator. And you go and use it, and you do what you do with it, and then when you are done with it, whatever the waste is there is then put back into the replicator and is disintegrated into it. Goes back to where it came from. You need to know how it works. You see where we are going here. It's not so much important how it works, as Ashira has said, but that it does. And if it does and it feels right to you, just as the one that introduced the plug here, you see,
mm-hmm.
You do not need to know how it works. It came from Lemuria. That is all you need to know, really, about that, because you would not understand the science yet behind it. You see?
Right. I do, but so many people are, you know, 3D-ish, and they want to know, does it work, how does it work, and I'm like, I don't know if it does.
We would say, time to no longer be 3D-ish and start being 4 and 5D-ish. Okay?
Okay, thank you. Good enough. Thank you both very much.
Are there other questions here?
I have a question. Oh, go ahead.
Should I need your help to interpret the dream Cecilia had? She was with her friends, and there were a lot of snakes in front of them. She was very afraid of snakes. But this one, half of the snake is white in color. Another half is blue. It came in front of her and spit out, vomited all its poison out of it. So this is a poisonless snake, and it went over her lap, and it coiled around and lay down. And her friends were saying, you know, this, you should, you know, hug the snake, kiss the snake. But she was so afraid to do anything, but she just put her hand on that snake, just, you know, trying to comfort it. And she wasn't sure what the meaning of this dream is. Could you please help?
Well, I can help with this. Thank you for asking the question, Mahendran. Snakes are a sign of wisdom. Snakes are a sign that many people have fear about snakes. Many people fear the poison. They fear the slithery bodies. However, from ancient times, snakes were a sign of wisdom. And so the one that came to her without its poison and laid itself on her lap and rested and relaxed. She shares with us that she is coming to a more calm place about accepting the wisdom that is in her life and at her hands. And her friends are encouraging her. Her friends want her to be successful. And so Cecilia in this dream is telling us that she is ready to move forward to accept the wisdom.
We have something to add here as well, that the symbol of the snake is often associated with what? Do you all know? Yes.
Kundalini.
The Kundalini energy, yes, and the rising of the Kundalini energy. the snake rising up through the chakra centers. But where does it start there? In the lap, you see?
Okay.
And that is the first chakra area. Mm-hmm. And it is comfortable there. It is relaxing there. And if the one in the dream here, Cecilia, would be welcoming this, then the snake would begin to rise up. And this is the rising of the Kundalini energy.
Yes.
See?
Yes.
There is nothing to fear here. Nothing to fear. Snakes are an ancient wisdom, as Shira has said, certainly. And also they have had a negative connotation as well because of the life past lifetimes where there have been poisoned, been bitten and poisoned and things in various lifetimes. This particular one has had those lifetimes where she has had been poisoned by these snakes. So it is a memory that she carries with her. But it is time now to let go of this because as you move up into the higher vibrations, none of this matters. This is what we hope you understand more and more. The more you raise in the vibration, the less anything can harm you, whether it is a snake or a scorpion or whatever it might be. They cannot harm you. They will not even be there for you to be harmed by, you see? Any further questions here?
I have another question. This is Christine. I want to ask about Donald Trump. I understand people's attraction to him because he's politically incorrect and people want to just hear somebody sounding like they're being honest and saying whatever. But I don't understand how people, I mean, in my opinion, what he says is dangerous. You know, he's mean. He makes fun of people. He puts people down. He puts down Muslims, puts down Mexicans. I don't understand what the attraction to this man is and why even some channels are saying he's the reincarnation of Saint Germain or that he's, you know, there's nothing coming out of his mouth that's loving and compassionate and about unity.
First of all, is there a question here?
Yeah.
Yes, I want an opinion about him as a human being, as what he represents, as what is people's attraction to him.
Yes. We will tell you this, but you will not necessarily understand it. But he is a being of the light, just as all are beings of the light. See? They come from the light. They may have detours here and there, which seems like they are no longer of the light. But they are still of the light. We are not saying that this particular one does not have his faults. Certainly he does. As to whether or not he is a reincarnation of Saint Germain, we would shake our head no to that one. We have not heard this one before. But do not be concerned about this. You have certain feelings and thoughts about your two candidates here, the Hillary Clinton and also your Donald Trump. And we would tell you that neither of them are destined for the presidency, not at this moment. Things could change, but it is unlikely at this time. There is going to be various events that are going to happen that is going to preempt the election as you know it. We repeat as you know it. Okay?
Okay, so when you say he's of the light, it's the same as saying the cabal is of the light. Everybody's of the light. Everybody's from God.
That is correct.
The same thing, right? Okay.
That is correct. How does one make you feel? That is what is important. Use your discernment here. Anything to add to that?
No, you did great. Thank
Very
you.
Good. Are there any further questions now?
I have a question.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Yes. Hello, both of you. This is Karen. So if you can, in a nutshell, caller waves. It's all the buzz and when I was doing a event yesterday, when I was in my Merkaba, it was spinning and twirling, but yet there was this wave force that was also, you know, transpiring, that was going from head to toe, not just from head to toe, but in those directions. It was the wave. Is that what people are referring to as scalar waves?
Or is it scalar waves. You're saying scalar waves.
Scalar, sorry.
Yeah, we were having difficulty understanding what you were saying here. Sierra, do you want to?
Go ahead and start, and I will begin. Go ahead and start, Manusir.
Yes. Your question then is, what are scalar waves? Is this what you are asking?
Yes, and is that what I was experiencing yesterday with the waves that were going
yes,
up and down my being?
There are energetic waves, yes. And as we have spoken of the three waves that have come through, these could be considered energetic or scalar waves in this respect. The scalar waves, though, are involved also with consciousness. And the Kabbal and those that have worked with them have used these particular consciousness waves to alter various parts of humanity as they could. And this is the programming and everything that has happened. So people at times are bombarded by these particular scalar waves that they have manipulated and used in this in a fashion to alter human behavior as much as they could here and there. You see?
So people are advertising it in order to heal people at this time. So somebody else has taken that same consciousness and applying something of a higher frequency?
That is correct. Yes, it can be used either way.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Sierra, anything?
No, I think you covered this well. Thank you.
Very good.
I have an additional question, if I may. So several years ago, I had a walk-in that's pre-Egyptian that I was told I had a contract with. So I experienced all of that, but I would like some insight as into how is that assisting me, or has it gone any further than just that walk-in experience and being able to function as one unit, if we will. I would just like, that keeps coming up lately, so I'd like some insight into that, please.
Sierra, do you
want to go? Yes, I will start with this. So this experience was one that was a part of your awakening experiences. It brought more insight to you about a past life. It is not something that is that you are actively involved with at this point in time. But the time that is to come, as you continue to look through the veil, as the times give that opportunity to you, will see this come back to you again, and you will be able to look at that experience in a very different way. Okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. One who serves.
Very good. Any further questions here now? We must release channel.
I have one question.
One more question.
I have one question, too.
Okay.
Two more questions, then.
Okay, so is it okay?
Two more, then.
Two more, yes.
Okay. So, in our discussion, we discovered how powerful our minds could be if we use them. So, I want to ask a question about affirmations. So, when you're affirming something, if you're affirming for another, does that create an interruption in their journey or possibly an attachment in your journey?
It can do that, certainly, okay. Yes. It depends on the one who is doing the affirmation. If it is for another, it depends on the focus of that one and the intent of that one toward the one that the affirmation is for. If one intends for one to be healthy and be in the light and everything to happen for the best for that person, then that would be a good, what would be considered a good affirmation for that one. But if one is attempting to manipulate through the use of the affirmation, then that can be harmful to the one it is intended for. See?
Yes, and so if you're affirming health and vibrance and things like that for another, isn't that typically because you are somehow attached to them being that way?
If it is an attachment, then it is not necessarily harmful for the other one, but it loses some of its potency.
So it has to be completely
pure.
A
pure for the intention
of
assisting
higher,
for their higher
good.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
That is correct.
Thank you so much.
Ashir, anything to add to that?
I would say the same thing. Thank you.
Very good. And one last question was on the phone here.
Yes,
hi.
Would like to ask a question. And it is about the light chambers. I understand that everyone is ascending if they choose to. And some are passing out. Now, do you have to have a physical body to have that changed in the light chamber? Because those who pass on left them behind. And this has been on my mind to try to get the answer to this question. What is it? And I know now, I understand that this is really the resurrection, that we've always been told about the resurrection, which we've had different interpretations of that and misinterpretation of it from the Bible. So could you answer that question for me, please?
Yes. You do not have to have a body, a physical body, to ascend. Many go through the process, what you call death here, leave the physical body, and then have their ascension in that respect. Many have gone through and done this. What for you, though, those of you here in the group and those of you on the phone and those who would, again, resonate to these words, those of you will likely move through the ascension process and keep your physical body. It will just alter. It will change as the vibrations change. So as the vibrations change within you, then everything around you will vibrate in a different fashion as well. And then you will attract only those vibrations which are like unto you. Ashir, anything to add here?
No, that was good. Thank you.
Thank you so much. That was a real answer. I'm so happy. Thank you.
We are so happy that was a good answer for you. We strive to believe.
I have a question, please.
We will take one more question then.
I'm sorry. It's the last question.
Last one.
Okay, I'm sorry. I have a dream, and I want to mention something. My dad, he passed away, but every time my dad, he came to me if I have bad situation. And this time my dad, in my dream, I was dreaming, I have somebody, he was holding a cat, and he was cutting his stomach, and the blood for the cat all over my body, but the cat was alive. But I was seeing a lot of hands, they would help me, and I was screaming, and I see a lot of hands, they want to just pull me from the cat, but my dad, he was just looking at me like this, and he's not smiling. He just turned his face for me, and I'm worried what that means.
Ashir? No, you are the one, the dream person.
Well, let us see here. So when you see your father in a dream, how do you feel about that?
I'm scared because my dad, he always come to me. I want him to come to me if I am happy and everything, but he came to me the time I have terrible time or difficult time in my life. I see him and he's not happy. He almost come to me and he just see me in my face and he turn off his body and his face. You mean he's not happy and he's not give me any help with that.
So you had this cat dream recently?
Have it this couple days. And the person who was holding the cat, I know him very well.
All right. So is this a situation where it brings up in the physical life when you are not asleep, is this person someone that you're afraid of?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, okay. So we would say that the dream is telling you that there is a concern here, and the cat may be full of blood and still be okay, but it definitely says that there is a concern here that this person can get kind of under your skin, can be one who is a concern for you in your day-to-day life. And your father was simply there to let you know that he continues to support you in whatever you decide. So is this person someone that you need to walk away from?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, all right. So that is what I would say the dream is telling you. This is a person you need to walk away from. There are injuries that are taking place that you are not aware of, and that, you know, your father is there to support you and to love you through your decision-making process. All right?
All right. Thank you.
Yes. One who serves.
Very good. We need to release channel now. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
I am Ashira. As always, it is a pleasure to be with you. It is a pleasure to be part of your conversation before the channeling took place. You are continuing to touch bases on many, many different topics. We know that there is a great orchestration going on for the move of this group to Mahendran and Susila's home. We know that we will be there. We'll bring all of our friends as well to build that light, to build that pillar of light in his home, in your home, Mahendran. And we know, too, that words will go out and more people will be attending. And that as the future comes day to day and changes erupt, that you will be in the right place for the newness that is coming as well. All things that you have been experiencing and waiting for are happening. All of this, concerned as you are about your own personal ascension, is going to move out of your being. For as you rise in your vibrations, you will have totally different thoughts, totally different situations in your lives. You will no longer hold on to the things that you hold on to today. You will no longer be holding on to concerns about what you eat or what you think, because the atmosphere will be changing. Yes, good. We leave you today with our love and our light. Namaste.
Namaste. Namaste.